Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Big changes are coming to the MBTA's Fairmount Line, the commuter rail service that runs from South Station to Hyde Park. The line that for years bypassed Dorchester and Mattapan will be getting faster service and more frequent rides, and that could start as soon as next month. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports.
At a news conference along the Fairmount Rail Line in Mattapan, Transportation Secretary Richard Davey paused as a train passed by.
Because what we really do in transportation is not stopping yet.
I love it. There it goes.
It's about lifting communities, and that's what that train, we hope, will do for this community very soon.
Not stopping yet is what residents of Dorchester and Mattapan have heard for decades as they lobbied for better rail service, or really any rail service, from the MBTA. You see, the Fairmount Line, which is also known as the Indigo Line, is technically a commuter rail, but almost all of it runs inside the city of Boston. It wasn't until recently that the train stopped in Dorchester or Mattapan at all. For much of its history, commuters from Milton and Hyde Park breezed through the neighborhoods, which have precious little access to public transportation. Even now, it runs a commuter rail schedule of one train about every 45 minutes during rush hour and once an hour during the day.
Access to opportunity is everything. If you can't get there, or if it takes too long to get there, then that opportunity is not real.
State Representative Dan Cullinane represents Mattapan.
Quality, rapid public transit like what's being announced today is fundamental to the equality both in our neighborhoods and in every community in the city of Boston.
What's coming for neighborhoods served by the Fairmount Line is the promise of weekend service starting next month. A pilot program of running the line at lower subway fares will be made permanent, so residents from Dorchester and Mattapan won't have to pay commuter rail prices to get downtown. Farther into the future, the MBTA expects to open the new Blue Hill Avenue stop in 2017. And 1 year later, the T will begin adding specialized cars that allow for more frequent service. Those cars, called diesel multiple units, or DMUs, are rail cars with locomotives that can fit on commuter rail tracks. Secretary Davey, speaking after the announcement, explains.
One of the challenges we have in commuter rail is we have 6, 7, 8-car trains that are built for rush hour, and we can't then run 2 or 3-car trains. It's logistically impossible to take them apart and put them back together again.
The DMUs, being purchased at a cost of $240 million for 30 units, are more like subway cars that can run more frequently than heavy commuter trains. Davey says when they go into service in 2018, a trip from Blue Hill Avenue to downtown Boston will take just 20 minutes. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.